This is Passing Judgment, a podcast about the law and how it affects you. I'm your host, Loyola Law School professor Jessica Levinson. Think of me as your personal law professor as we navigate the big legal questions of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers. Hey everybody, it's Jessica, and I want to bring you the latest on a case that we've been following in this podcast, and that is the ban against TikTok and whether or not it will survive. So what's the latest? The latest is that the Supreme Court is going to hear this case on an accelerated timeline, and oral arguments will occur on Friday, January 10th. This was not a planned part of the Supreme Court term. The justices agreed to hear this case very quickly. Why? Because the law is set to go into effect on January 19th. Now, one thing to note is the Supreme Court did not pause the law while it hears the case, indicating that it very well may rule before January 19th. So what exactly is this piece of legislation, the so-called TikTok ban? Well, it mandates that TikTok's parent company, ByteDance, divest its U.S. operations by, as I said, January 19th, or face a nationwide ban. Now, what does this mean, a nationwide ban? So the law specifically bans app stores and internet providers from hosting TikTok, but not Americans from using it. So what does this mean? It means that TikTok would keep working for a while, but users wouldn't be able to update or download the app, and eventually it would just stop working. So it's not that January 20th, if the Supreme Court upholds the law, no one can access TikTok. It's instead that it dies a slow death. Now, President Biden signed the law in April 2024, and the legislation does have a provision that lets the current president of the United States extend the deadline by 90 days. But that can occur only if the president certifies to Congress that there are, quote, binding legal agreements that show that there's some progress towards a sale. So what's happened in the lower courts? What's happened on the way to the Supreme Court? Well, in the D.C. Circuit, a three-judge panel upheld the law as constitutional. And specifically, the judges said, we agree with Congress that there are national security concerns that justify the law. And this panel included appointees by President Obama, President Trump, and President Reagan. Let me pause here for a moment and note that this is fairly typical for federal judges to defer to the judgment of the political branches when it comes to national security concerns, which is another way of saying that judges and justices tend not to like to substitute their own judgment for the judgment of members of Congress when it comes to issues related to national security. So let's go over what the various arguments here are. First, let's talk about what ByteDance and TikTok are arguing. They're, of course, arguing against the legislation. And then let's talk about what the Department of Justice is saying. They're arguing in favor of the legislation. And then let's talk about President Trump and what he could do here. So first off, for ByteDance, which owns TikTok, their argument here is that the law violates the First Amendment and it violates the rights of users by eliminating a mode of communication without a compelling government interest, without a good enough reason to do so. Their argument also is that the national security concerns here are just baseless, and that really the national security concerns just boil down to the U.S. government's fear that the content on TikTok, and I'm going to quote here from the TikTok creators' briefs, that, quote, the content on TikTok might persuade Americans of different social or political views. Our history, tradition, and precedent render the goal of limiting such speech constitutionally illegitimate. Now, the creators also argue that the government, quote, concedes that China has never coerced ByteDance into misappropriating TikTok user data. So this is a very different view of the legislation, obviously, than the government has, where TikTok creators are saying you're just targeting TikTok because you don't like TikTok or you don't like the content on it. And that's something called a content-based restriction. That's the type of restriction that we worry most about when it comes to the First Amendment, because it looks like the government is picking winners and losers and that it's just targeting certain people because they don't like what they're saying. Now, let's go back and continue with the arguments made by ByteDance and TikTok. They're also arguing here that the First Amendment protects the Americans' right to access speech that includes propaganda. And they're saying that if there really is a problem here, then a less restrictive alternative to banning TikTok would be disclosing the source of speech. Maybe it's speech by a foreign adversary. They're saying, don't ban the speech, just tell us who is making the speech, who's the source of the speech. And so again, what they're arguing here is that Congress is targeting TikTok for its content, not its data, because it didn't try to ban other Chinese-owned social media apps. Okay, so that is, in a nutshell, what TikTok, ByteDance, and the creators are arguing. Obviously, there's a lot more in the briefs, but that's a quick summary. Let's move on to the government's argument here. The government says that the law targets a very real national security risk. It's not targeting protected speech. The government says Congress looked at classified information and decided that TikTok's Chinese ownership creates national security risks, including disinformation, propaganda, and violations of data privacy. And the Department of Justice brief, and again, I'm going to quote it, says here, no one can seriously dispute that China's control of TikTok through ByteDance represents a grave threat to national security. TikTok's collection of reams of sensitive data about 170 million Americans and their contacts makes it a powerful tool for espionage. So again, the Department of Justice here saying there are very real concerns about disinformation, about propaganda, about data privacy protection. And the Department of Justice is saying the legislation is not burdening the First Amendment rights of ByteDance, of TikTok, or its users, and that this is not about just targeting views it doesn't like. And why does it say that? Because basically they're saying if ByteDance just divests, then you could have exactly the same content on TikTok. And again, I'll quote from the Department of Justice brief here. They say, quote, nothing in the act would prevent a post-divestiture TikTok from presenting exactly the same content in exactly the same manner. The act targets control by a foreign adversary, not protected speech. So what the Department of Justice is saying here is the First Amendment doesn't force us to tolerate China, a foreign adversary, owning and controlling TikTok. Now, those are basically the two big competing arguments. Obviously, the Supreme Court will hear oral arguments on Friday, January 10th. We'll get a much better sense of their direction. I have to say, again, I think it is fairly typical for justices to rely on the political branches, Congress and the president, when there's a claim of a very real national security threat. Now, what about President Trump? Well, he was initially in favor of the ban. Now it looks like he might be against it. He actually asked the Supreme Court to temporarily block the law so he can address it once he takes office one day after it's supposed to go into effect. Again, supposed to go into effect on January 19th, and he takes office on January 20th. Now, what could he do once he's president with respect to the law if it's upheld? Well, he could tell his attorney general not to enforce the law. He could try and get Congress to repeal the law. He could say that based on the language of the legislation, it no longer applies to ByteDance because there was a qualified divestiture. Of course, there would actually have to be a qualified divestiture. And he could try and advocate the sale of TikTok to an American company. So this is a really big case, obviously affecting a huge number of Americans, about 170 million users of TikTok. Increasingly, that is where people get their information. And it's a big case dealing with the First Amendment. So we will break down the oral arguments after they happen. I hope this was a helpful summary of where the case stands right now. As always, please rate, review, and subscribe.